Ron, earlier in today's message, you said God is looking for faith, for people who will come to faith in Christ and then walk by faith as they grow in that relationship. Let's talk about that in light of the miracles we see here in Acts chapter 9.
You know, Brian, these two miracles I talked about today led to something even bigger. Now, it's true these miracles were wonderful expressions of God's power. Two people were greatly blessed by them. But the bigger picture here is that those miracles of the body led to many additional miracles of the soul and spirit. People came to faith in Christ because of them, and that was His primary reason for doing them. But let me switch gears just a little and get practical for just a moment. God will sometimes do a miracle in our lives, a healing that doctors can't explain, a marriage that's saved when it seemed absolutely hopeless. And His goal in doing that kind of work is to increase our faith in Him. But ultimately, what God wants out of us is to be faithful even when the healing doesn't come, even when the marriage fails, even when a loved one dies too young. So yes, Brian, God will sometimes do the miraculous, but He wants to see faith in His people even when He doesn't. Think about the lives of Peter and James and the Apostle Paul. Think about Stephen or John. They, along with many others, were persecuted for their faith. All but John gave their lives for it. And even John was exiled to the island of Patmos. These were not easy lives. These were not manifestations of the prosperity that so many people are preaching today. Now, the greatest miracle about these men is that God used their hardships and trials to grow their faith and to lead others to that faith. So in closing, let me be very clear about this. I'm not asking anyone to deny God's power or His ability to perform miracles. Certainly not. I'm simply saying we should trust Him even on those occasions when He elects not to use it, at least not in the way we might have expected. As Jesus said in the Garden of Gethsemane, when He Himself asked for a miracle, "Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done."